Case: educate Eva about insurance products. The following case study helps financial counselors think about how they would apply the skills discussed in this area. Note the open-ended questions at the end of the case. To be proactive in your education, consider writing responses in your personal study notes before reading the sample responses. Case: a client, Eva, has recently moved into a new apartment closer to her college, or she is starting a master's degree. She will be sharing her apartment with her best friend. This is the first time she has cohabited with someone who is not family. In the counselor's experience, the client is financially responsible and likes to keep everything in order. After polite greetings and follow-up questions about what they discussed during their previous meeting, the counselor asks what prompted the request to meet. Eva: I've been getting everything together since the move, trying to make sure everything's in place. Counselor: that's good to hear, Eva. Do you feel like you're all set up? Eva: I guess. The apartment's great and we have more space and it's comfortable. I've been updating my address with the bank, my part-time job, the library, and my insurance. Counselor: that's good, very important to do that. Many people forget and end up having to spend time collecting mail from old addresses. Eva: for sure. I did that when I moved before sophomore year, and I don't want to do that again. So embarrassing. The thing is, when I was changing the address on my car insurance, the guy I spoke to started asking me a lot of questions about my policy. If I wanted to change it or add to it, add my partner. He also asked about renter's insurance. It was just a lot of questions, and I didn't really follow all of it, and he was kind of insistent. Counselor: okay, I imagine that was a bit overwhelming. Eva: yeah, it was really frustrating. It made me think I didn't have the right insurance, or that there was maybe more that I could get to make us better protected. I don't know. Counselor: I totally understand. Let's talk about this. Question 1. Eva is clearly concerned about her level of insurance coverage, and also maybe a little overwhelmed by the salesperson, who threw a lot of jargon at her. How might a counselor open a conversation about insurance in this situation? Question 1. Sample response. It is important to recognize, first, that if one is not familiar with insurance terminology, for example, riders or umbrella liability insurance, which seemed to be what the salesperson was offering, then it can be confusing. Acknowledge that it can also be overwhelming to be on the receiving end of a salesperson's aggressive pitch, but also stress to the client that they have done nothing wrong. In fact, taking the time to think about her options and seek out more information is absolutely the right thing to do. Note also that the client was talking to a salesperson whose job is to get other people to buy more insurance. Educate Eva about how a person's insurance needs are based on a calculation of how much they have, what they want covered, and how much they can afford, that is, what they can cover by themselves in the case of a loss, and what would cause serious financial strain. If the basic car insurance package is all they need, then as long as it adheres to state laws, they are under no obligation to buy more. Question 2. Eva then asks about renter's insurance. She has it because she has always thought it was important. Her friend does not seem bothered because she does not think she also needs one. If I have it, then she must be covered too, right? How might a counselor respond to this statement? Question 2. Sample response. It is important to inform the client that an insurance policy only covers the named party on the policy. So if Eva has a roommate who is not named on her insurance and does not have their own insurance, then the roommate would not be covered if something bad were to happen. For example, if they were burgled or if a pipe burst and their possessions were ruined, only the client's property would be covered by the insurance. The counselor can describe the options available, but must be sure not to push the client towards any decision. A counselor's role is to provide education and help clients make informed decisions. The counselor could note that renters' insurance policies can name roommates, not just partners, on the policy, which might mean that they share the cost of insurance, or the roommate can buy their own separate renter's insurance. During this discussion, it is essential that the counselor does not appear to be pushing the client towards purchasing insurance, but rather that they are just describing options that are available. Eva should make her decisions based on her own risk management calculations. Question 3. Eva picks up on something the counselor said about riders and umbrella coverage. What are they and do I need them? How should a counselor respond to this question? Question 3. Sample response. First, it is important to remind the client that a counselor's job is not to tell them what to do. However, they can certainly explain what riders are and also what umbrella coverage is. For example, a rider is an adjustment or addition to an insurance policy that provides additional coverage. In the case of renter's insurance, common riders include replacement coverage, identity theft coverage, pet coverage, and also expanded coverage for higher value property called scheduled personal property in insurance jargon. Umbrella coverage is a type of insurance that provides additional liability coverage on top of other insurance the client already has. So in Eva's case, it would be on top of that provided by her renter's and auto insurance policies. As for whether or not she needed either riders or umbrella coverage, that is a decision she needs to make, based on her own perception of the risk involved, her personal risk tolerance level, and whether or not she can actually afford to pay for more insurance.